time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 23rd. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Windsor Middle School went on lockdown yesterday, and students were ordered to shelter in place when a false bomb threat was called into police. Three calls in total were made, starting around 11:20 in the morning, naming Windsor Middle School as a potential target. Law enforcement quickly responded and swept the entire school, determining the threat to be false. The all-clear was given about 12:45, and school went back to normal, although some students did choose to leave school for the day. A longtime Santa Rosa appliance store has suddenly closed, leaving customers with orders in the dark. Aysen's Appliance has been on Piner Road since 1948, but a note on the door says they are now closed. The store is owned by 1847 Holdings out of New York, and on their website, the company posted a note on February 20th saying they had made the decision to divest itself of Aysen's. There's no word on what customers who had placed orders with Aysen's should do. PG&E announced on Thursday that it saw an almost 25% increase in its profits for 2023. This comes after the utility slapped customers with substantial rate hikes at the beginning of this year. Its profits for 2023 surged over $2.2 billion. And the company has asked the PUC for another rate hike in March that would bring another $2 billion. In sports, the Warriors beat the Lakers 128-110. They'll take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight at home. And your forecast, pockets of fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and warmer, mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, low to mid-70s. Really nice, turning cloudy and cooler on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallen.
License number 254603.
On Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started, Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, or in the process of rebuilding, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local, diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
I got three estimates for my bathroom renovation, and Cabinets 101 was by far the most affordable. Stan helped me through the entire process, and he was not only funny, but he made me feel so comfortable and safe. That's important to me because I am an independent woman who relies on the integrity of business owners not to take advantage of me. I'm so happy with the end results. My bathroom looks amazing. Thank you, Stan and Cabinets 101.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park or online at cabinets101.net.
102.7, The Wolf, and Rick Michaels here, and I love those Cadbury Bunny tryout commercials. I really do. And it's that time of year. The tryouts, well, they are happening again. And your pet could be in it. You just follow Cadbury on Instagram. Post a photo and explain why your pet is the best. Then tag Cadbury in it and use the hashtag Cadbury Bunny Contest. Either way it goes, I look forward to seeing your pet in that commercial.
way to wake up with nothing but your favorite songs and a hot steaming cup of Rick Michaels.
It's the best start to my day.
Only on 102.7 The Wolf.
On two frequencies on your FM radio.
I just think it sounds really cool.
We're still on 102.7, but you can also listen on 102.5.
I get to listen to you no matter where I am.
That's right. Check out what you've been missing in Petaluma.
You guys are the best.
102.7, and now also at 102.5, The Wolf.
Trying to evening.
Final check of the roadways as we get closer to 9 o'clock and the kickoff to your 9 to 5 workday from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
Still some slowing heading downtown. Hi, everyone. This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Northbound 101, we still have some brake lights heading toward the 12 interchange. They start just south of Todd Road, and you'll fully pick up to speed right around College Avenue as usual. Southbound 101 looks good out of Petaluma through the Narrows and through the 37 interchange. Things are much improved after earlier problems in Marin County. Just 27 minutes now from Petaluma to Central San Rafael. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman?
at home, or in the car. America's greatest hits are always here on 102.7 The Wolf.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
The Wolf.
Anybody find me somebody to
somebody.